An unknown company bought the production unit of Russia's beleaguered oil giant Yukos today. That company that won the bid is called Baikal Finance Group. It bought the Yukos unit for $9.3 billion, about half of what Western auditors say it's worth. Some observers believe Baikal Finance Group may be a front for Gazprom. That's the gas monopoly largely owned by the Russian government. We'll get two perspectives on today's auction of Yukos in Moscow. We start with Tim Osborne. He's a director of the holding company that owned a majority share of Yukos. Last year, the Kremlin jailed the head of Yukos. Osborne says today's sale caps a series of Russian government moves against the company.
It started off with the Russian government introducing retrospective taxation, which they applied to Yukos, having previously watched Yukos participate in tax saving schemes, which everybody else in Russia was also using and which nobody else has been attacked for. Following that, they froze the Yukos assets so that Yukos was not able to raise the money to pay the taxes. And then the bailiffs seized Yukos Neftchi Gas and just auctioned that company, totally against Russian law, which says that they should seize and auction off non-core assets first and not core assets. And Yukos Neftchi Gas is clearly the core asset.
And what was sold here was the production unit of Yukos, correct?
Yeah, it's the major one. There are others, but that represents 60% of the oil production of Yukos. They have attacked the most westernized open company in Russia, the most successful company in Russia, and they're allowing it to be broken up and its principal operating subsidiary acquired under a veil of secrecy. I think it's a huge retrograde step.
Now, this sale also went ahead despite an injunction from a court in Houston.
That's right. There was a Chapter 11 application by Yukos in Houston. And
it's
Houston,
bankruptcy. You wanted to file bankruptcy.
And they said that they shouldn't proceed. But the Russian Federation, I guess, doesn't take much notice of its own law. So it wasn't that surprised when it took no notice of the order of the U.S. court.
Now, to your knowledge, who is the group that has bought Yukos?
I have no idea. As far as I can tell, nobody has any idea.
You've
the Russian Property Fund, who auctioned it, say they don't know who it is. Gazprom have denied that they have anything to do with it, as have most of the other companies. But I guess it'll become clear over the next few days as to who's behind it.
Now, what are you going to do now?
Well, I think we're going to wait and see what shakes down over the next week and find out who is exactly behind that. We have a litigation strategy to get reparation for the illegal expropriation of the assets from Yukos and therefore from its shareholders, and we will take that forward. But first, we've got to identify who is really behind this purchase.
You've said you want to file suit saying that this sale was illegal. But
I think the sale clearly was illegal, and what we'll be doing is looking at courts in Western Europe and in the U.S. who believe in the rule of law and who have an independent judiciary where we can expect to get justice.
I've read that you also would like those foreign courts to issue an injunction impounding the export of Russian oil and gas.
Well, I think what we will be looking for is possibly to attach assets to ensure that if and when damages are awarded, we can be sure that we're paid.
All right. Tim Osborne, the head of Menatep, a holding company that owns a majority share of Yukos Oil Company. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yukos Oil Company's troubles already have driven up oil prices to peak levels in the last few months. To ask how its sale might affect the world oil and gas market, we turn to David Victor. He directs the Program on Energy and Sustainable Development at Stanford University. Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you think this sale of Yukos will push up oil prices more?
We may see some small changes in oil prices as a consequence of the sale, but I think over the short term, it's unlikely that this is going to have a dramatic effect on oil markets, assuming that there isn't some catastrophe. For example, this new oil company could be shrouded in lots of uncertainty, and that could produce some instability in oil markets. But I think over the near term, it's going to continue to operate as it has been. This is one of the most valuable and productive assets of Yukos, and its production is already rising rapidly, and I think we'll continue to see that.
Well, the group that bought Yukos, Baikal Finance Group, which seems quite unknown. There are already some suggestions that it shares an address with a subsidiary of Gazprom, which is an energy group that has very close links to the Russian government. If this turns out to be true, would that affect the oil market?
In the short term, I don't think it will. In the long term, I think it could have a dramatic effect on oil markets, because the Russian oil business, until now, was largely a private operation. There were a couple of large state-owned companies, but most Russian oil operations were privately held. They responded to the normal signals of the marketplace, and that meant that when oil prices rose rapidly, as they have over the last couple years, that they increased production. If it turns out that Gazprom is behind this and that this part of Yukos ends up as a state-owned enterprise, then it could make it much more difficult for them to raise capital in Western markets, to apply the latest technology, and all of that may reduce their ability to produce oil.
In other words, it would really hurt the entire Russian oil industry?
I think it could hurt the Russian oil industry, not only directly but also indirectly. This is a signal that's being watched very closely by firms outside Russia, firms that are thinking about making big investments in Russia, and this is just one more indicator that it's difficult to do business in the Russian oil industry.
Can you explain what is exactly the relationship between Gazprom and the Kremlin?
Well, the Kremlin is the largest single shareholder of Gazprom, and if you add up all the shares that are believed to be controlled by the Kremlin, or the Russian state, is the dominant owner of Gazprom. What they're doing here is trying to preserve and strengthen a classic state-owned oil and gas company. Since the restructuring of the Russian economy began in the 1990s, the oil industry became largely a private enterprise, owned by private companies and operated more or less according to the standards of private capitalism. But the gas business remained in the hands of the state, which is where it remains today. And so what's underlying this, the sale of Yukos, is a desire by the Kremlin to reassert state control over Russia's oil and gas resources.
David Victor directs the program on energy and sustainable development at Stanford University. Thanks very much.
Thank you.